Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As telecom companies continue to fight harder for more customers, they are aggressively upgrading their infrastructure. And this is benefiting not only the cell phone users in our state, but our manufacturing industry as well. Our next guest company in the Midlands of South Carolina, for example, recently inked a $300 million optical cable contract from Verizon. Hakan Osman is president and CEO of Prismian Group North America, based in Lexington, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Hakan, welcome.
Hello.
So tell us about Prismian.
Prismian is actually the world's largest cable manufacturer. We produce energy cables and telecom cables in South Carolina. We are located with our headquarters.
And the type of cables made here are both types, energy and telecom?
Yes, we supply all kinds of cables for low voltage, medium voltage, and high voltage, which go underground. And for telecommunication, we do specialized cables for specialized environment, as well as for large telecom providers like Verizon, like AT&T.
Prismian Group first came to South Carolina when, and how many employees are you up to now?
We have 2,500 employees in North America, in South Carolina, around 800 people. We are about 60 years in South Carolina. Inside South Carolina, we have two facilities. One is in Abbeville, and the other one is in Lexington. Abbeville is a power operation unit, and in Lexington, we have telecommunication cables.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this Verizon contract. Is this a multi-year deal?
It is a multi-year contract. Already, we have started supplying for the contract. It is for 3 years.
Is there anything in the pipeline you can share with us?
Due to this contract, announced also growth inside South Carolina. We are investing in Lexington to grow the capacity of optical cable production. This facility is going to be expanded by $15 million, and we will add 30 jobs. We are investing also in Abbeville, expanding our facility in the coming years by about $15 million, and this will create also additional jobs along the way. On the average, we are continuously investing around $5 million a year beyond the investments that I've mentioned.
Before you came here, you were in Turkey?
I was born and raised in Germany, actually, but I have been before in Italy. I was working in Italy as the telecom director worldwide, and before that, I was in Turkey, yes.
As a global manufacturing representative for many years, how does South Carolina compare to the rest of the world?
To be frank, better than I was imagining at the very beginning that I was told. I feel it very friendly environment for business and also for families, and so much opportunities that many European countries actually don't have.
What are the challenges that your industry is facing right now?
We have some challenges, especially on the operational side. We are looking for qualified people, and we are recruiting every year around 50 white collars and around maybe 50 to 100 blue collars. So the biggest challenge is that the unemployment rate is relatively low. This brings also lots of competition into the labor environment. We are suffering, actually, to be able to find long-lasting, good qualified labor. This is the biggest challenge that we face.
The solution to this problem is bringing more people into the state, better training for the existing people who are here.
I think both. We are trying to attract people from outside the state and sometimes also when expertise is required internationally. We are therefore trying to build some academies, Prismian Academy. For example, we are going to launch in January the R&D Academy, which is going to train R&D engineers worldwide. Many engineers all around the world are going to come from Australia, from China, from Europe, and we are going to train them. Maybe some of them we may be even retain, but we are only bringing in people that are already Prismian employees in these functions. And then we are trying to do some programs like Make It and Sell It. Make It is more for production people, engineers that we hire with 5 to 7 years of experience. And we open this up outside the state too, so that we attract also high qualified engineers into the state. And then we have another program, which is for the graduates, which is very interesting, actually. I wish I was a graduate and be participating to that, because when we hire students, we send them abroad for 2 years and they get training, they get cultural involvement. And then when they come back, they have a managerial position inside our group.
Well, Hakan, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Hakan Osman is president and CEO of Prismian Group North America, based in Lexington, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.